The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, the disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they were persecuted, the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Several days after the 1989 devastating 6.9 earthquake in San Francisco area, a young boy was rocking and swaying on the school playground, and his principal asked him if he was okay. And the boy said, "Yes, I am moving like the earth, so if there is another earthquake, I won't feel it." He wanted to prepare himself for another shaking of the ground. We do the same in our lives, especially when comes bad news on the phone, and you know it, when the next person calls and the phone rings and we are quick to say, "Oh, what else now?" This sounds like predictable behavior. And Holy Scriptures are full of instances where God's people were in this predictable behavior. I will give you an example. God rescued Israel from slavery in Egypt, and when things started getting tough in the desert on their way to freedom, they started craving Egyptian food, onions and garlic. And for us, perhaps it would have been pizza, fried chicken and hamburgers, or whatever you love the most. They complained for a piece of their old life in slavery. This is predictable behavior. God wasn't impressed. We all fall in these predictable behaviors when we use our natural lenses. These lenses that God has given you means that because you have a body and you have these needs of the body, when they speak, you just give quickly without thinking. So that's what I call using natural lenses. But God is inviting us to use his lenses to see as he sees. So I fabricated these ridiculous glasses to simulate using God's lenses. Perhaps that's the point, that the message of the cross might look a little like foolish to people who do not want to understand what it is. But we have the opportunity here to use God's lenses, which I simulate as the Bible, as those Bible studies you go to. That's God's lenses that we use to see the world we live in. And the lesson from the prophet Micah is that God wants to reason with us. And he's making a case like the person who's going to court to put out, to sue someone, and he's putting a case and says, "What have I done to you? I rescued you from Egypt. I did this Have I ever been unkind to you? And so now, whoever is the judge, now judge between my people and me. I've been so kind to you. What have I done to deserve your dishonor? And so it's a case. It's there. And it's meant for us to return to our own lives and say, where are we? Aren't you right, God, that we have strayed away, that we need to come back to God? And this is meant to teach Israel and us not to focus on the intensity of our human experience, however sad it may be, but rather to focus on Him who can change everything. It is my hope that today we will discover which one is our tendencies, which one are we pushing towards. Do you find yourself pushing towards the comforts of life, or do you find yourself pushing yourself towards more of trusting God? We either way, when it's Wednesday or whether it's Monday, Blue Monday, which one you push most towards? Towards the comforts of life or towards trusting God in everything? It is our nature to want to be at the point of comfort always in life. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the truth is that being in right relationship with God does not guarantee that we will always stay at the point of comfort. There will be ups and downs. I know people will tell you, if you are with Jesus, there is no problem whatsoever that will be in your life. They are lying to you. When you are in a relationship with Jesus, it's very demanding, and something in you may have to die because you are following Jesus. If that's the steps that He has to take, do you think you won't have to use the same step? He is your Lord, and He had used that very difficult, thorny road, very narrow road. That's the road we are called to follow. Israel learns very early that sometimes when they were desperately wanted so much these points of comforts, it came at a cost. A cost sometimes that can jeopardize our relationship with God. Like that California student, it's natural for us that we don't want it when the ground below us is shaking and moving. We don't want that. But rather, we should focus in trusting God within our crisis. Jesus wanted to take us much further than where our nature is capable of getting us. And He much further than our comforts, with faith, hope, and prayer. I know this weekend was a little tense for the residents of Memphis, and there were prayer going around, and a lot of people were praying. And that's exactly the point where Jesus wants to take us, to faith and hope and prayer. That's where God is calling us to be. And the question is, in what way can we move with Jesus and putting on God's lenses and God's armor of protection so we can avoid the pitfalls of predictable behavior? Bishop N.T. Wright reminded us in one of his books that these blessings you've just heard in the gospel reading, they are called the Beatitudes. They are not only telling people how to behave properly or to try harder to live like this, but they are saying that the people who are already like that are in great shape. They should be happy and celebrate because that's your calling. With our natural lenses, it is natural for us to see that mourners often go uncomforted. It is natural to see that the meek don't inherit the earth. We see that all the time. And those who long for justice frequently take that longing to the grave. You see, when we use these natural lenses, often we see the pride and greed in other people, and we also see it in our own lives. So that picture that we see with our natural lenses, sometimes it creates lots of fears in our hearts. And God is trying to tell us, I came to pick up that fear. I came so that you can see a better picture of what I have created you to be. I do not want you to live with fear. I want you to be in that place where the best human that you could be, that I've created. That's where Jesus wants to take us. But alas, this is what is happening. It's an upside down world. And Jesus is saying to us that with his word, this is starting to be true. That the meek will inherit the earth. And that the mourners will be comforted because of the power of the cross. Let Jesus take you in places you've never been before. Use God's lenses, which is the Bible. Walk hand in hand by faith with Jesus, where few things are certain. A friend of mine, a retired professor, Mark Joy, wrote in one of his articles that he makes, he says, in life we joke that the only things that are certain in life are death and taxes. So those who have lived a little longer would tend to understand the human search for meaning and purpose or the riddles of life. But we all return to the same point of comfort, our pursuits. Any of us, when you have a headache, don't you want to have an aspirin? We all do that. So we all return to the point of comforts. And what are we after? Is it always towards the comforts of life? Or is it towards trusting God? The Jewish Bible is full of these phrases about, blessed is he. If your life is looking like this, if your life is about trusting God, that's why I chose this one for us today. Blessed are they that put their trust in God. This is in Psalm chapter 2. This is an invitation for us to walk further with God's ways, with divine wisdom and understanding. Now, sometimes life may seem like the ground under you is shaking and moving. But first, know that as long as God is with you, nothing can harm your soul. When you are spiritually holding Jesus' hand and walking with him by faith. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, take our hand. We want to begin trusting you continually, to walk with you at all times, to follow into your steps, because we understand that it is where our life is. Amen.